It's pretty wet here, though, isn't it? I mean, y'all don't have a lot of dry.
No, this is considered a semi-arid area.
Okay.
We've had a lot of rain. Oh, pardon me.
That's okay.
We have had a lot of rain recently in this last couple of weeks, but we had had over 30 days. We didn't have a smidgen, not even a drop.
Okay. When you take air into your lungs, you do what? You
inhale.
Okay. Or another word for inhale would just be to...
Gasp.
I was looking for the word
B-R-E-A-T-H. Breathe.
Yeah. You mentioned Chinook. Would they have a name for a cold wind that came out of the north?
No, just the north wind.
Okay. Would they ever call it a blue norther or a northerner?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned hay, the natural hay that grows here. Do they have any cultivated grasses that grow in this area in South Park? I mean, yeah, South Park.
Well, yes, I think that some people grow a little... maybe a little dab of oats or something, but it would be just a small acreage of it. It's nothing large. When we were up at the ranch, I can remember that one area they threw a few sacks of timothy in there, in one given area, and we had one area that came up with the natural hay, and it had timothy in it.
Okay. And a stand of hay like that where you or something like, even if, I know y'all don't grow it here, but if you had corn or hay or something you had growing out in the field, would be called a what? I was wondering if you'd ever use the word crop.
Oh, sure. We had a good crop. We had, yes, that's
okay.
Normal.
That's a word you would use. What kind of local trees do you have? What kind of trees grow in this area? I know
we have evergreen, coniferous, Balm of Gilead, and I'll bet you've not heard of that tree before.
What is that?
Well, I have it in my yard. It's a willow-type tree, kind of. And we do have willows, and we have quaking aspen. And,
Balm of Gilead.
Balm, B-A-L-M, Balm of Gilead.
Mm.
Right from the Bible.
Yeah. And is it an evergreen?
No.
It's not an evergreen.
It's
a type
here
of
in my
willow.
Yard. Uh-huh.
We'll look at it as I... Yeah, we can look at it as we go out. Yeah, I'd love to see it. Yeah, that's really something. Balm of Gilead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything like a sycamore?
No.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Sycamore.
Okay. What would you call a bunch of trees that were growing together?
Stand.
Okay. Would you ever call it a grove of trees?
Yes, possibly.
Okay. A grove and stand about the same for you?
I'm sure it is, and I think I probably say stand of trees more than I would say a grove of trees.
Very helpful. What do people call the bushes that they plant around their house to kind of decorate it?
Juniper.
Okay.
Possibly juniper. Cedar. Some could be a cedar. But we have juniper up here. We have kinnikinick. But kinnikinick is a ground cover.
Well, all those things that you plant around your house to kind of decorate it would be called what? Together. You'd say, I'd talk about the... I was wondering if you'd ever use the word shrubs.
Oh, yes, shrubs. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a word you would use.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are there any cactus in this area?
Yes. Some in my yard, as a matter of fact. But we don't have the cactus as you think of from Arizona or New Mexico or even parts of Colorado.
Okay.
We don't have that up here.
Okay.
We just have the...
What kind are they? Do they have a name?
No, I don't.
Just cactus.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure they have a name. I just haven't found it.
I'm sure ranchers have a hard time with weeds, fighting weeds. Is that a problem?
Well, you don't pay any attention to a weed. No.
I was just wondering if there were weeds up in this area that were problematic or you have to battle.
No, but at one time, our whole meadow, well, all of South Park, where the meadow land was, there was a... became just totally yellow, and it had a flower called arnica.